Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we spent some time just celebrating 20 years as a church. It was a blessing to be together this weekend and look back on God's faithfulness over 20 years and looking ahead then and asking God to continue to do more than all we can ask or imagine in the 20 years, the next 20 years to come and beyond. Today we're looking at 1 John chapter 5. We took a break from our Philippians series. We'll be back to that on the Drivecast next week, going back to Philippians. But as we took a break to just celebrate 20 years together, I want to read from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. It says, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. We love one another, right, brothers and sisters in Christ. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." So multiple times in the scriptures, there is a connection between the love of God, loving God or being loved by God, and then obeying his commandments. Jesus told his disciples that, "If you love me, you'll obey me." And here, John says, man, his commandments are not burdensome. And for some of us, we maybe hear that and think, that makes sense, right? Live life within the lines and in the design that God has given us. And for others of us, and the devotional today, if you read it, points this out very well, that for some of us, if you've come from maybe a legalistic background or a very rules-based, rules-first background, and maybe that was misused in a lot of ways, this can sound confusing, or it can sort of make us anxious. And we hear that and we go, how does this work? How do we not become all about the rules when we celebrate the love of God? And how do we really believe what John is saying here and say, no, I want to follow those rules. Those rules are not burdensome, but it's not legalism. And I think at least part of the clue, you go back just a half chapter. And in chapter 4, verse 7, the Apostle John says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him." So the love of God is made manifest. How? By God sending Jesus for you and for me. And he goes on in verse 10 and says it this way, right? "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." So there is a consistent theme across the scriptures. You see it in the Old Testament, you see it in the New Testament, and that is, it is not God giving people rules and saying, okay, follow these so that I will love you. It is, I want you to follow these because I love you. I loved you first. God loved us first, and then gives us things, hey, do this and don't do this for our good. That's what I think John is saying when he says the burdens aren't, the commandments are not burdensome. These are not meant to steal life from you, but to give life, to guard life, to cause you to flourish. But we don't go out and say, okay, I want to obey what Jesus says so that I can be a good Christian, or I can earn some sort of status, or I can be justified before God. No. Because God loves me, because of, we really just put on the gospel. That's what enables us to joyfully do what God says. We think about what Christ has done for us. We experience the love of God. We recognize, man, God loved me so much, he sent Jesus for me. Jesus loved me so much that he died on the cross to pay for my sin, and now his Holy Spirit lives inside of me. When that happens in your life, God begins to transform you from the inside out. And as you are transformed and your heart is transformed, then transforms your behavior. And you start seeing things differently and doing things differently and saying, look, God loved me that much out of the response to the gospel. I love the Lord. And I want to do the things he calls me to do, that he says to do. I don't want to do the things that he says are harmful for me, that he commands me not to do. Those commands are not burdensome, but rather can end up being life-giving and helpful because they're based out of the relationship we have with God. God first loved us. Not that we loved him, but he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Let me pray for you, and I want to encourage you to take a moment to think about that, reflect on that, and then pray for yourself. Father, as we seek to submit our lives to you, to do the things you command us to do, and to not do the things you command us not to do, God, will you guard us always from legalistically applying those things? Will you guard us from putting the cart before the horse, Lord? Will you help us to remember this is based on the relationship we have with you. You loved us first. You chose us before the foundation of the world. You have reconciled us to yourself. And God, we have acceptance and identity and forgiveness in you. And then, because of that, as we put on the gospel and as we're led by the Holy Spirit, we want to do the things that you command us to do. We want to follow those rules, Lord, knowing they are not burdensome, but actually, Father, can help us to flourish as we follow your good design. We love you, God. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect on that and to pray for yourself.